What are some of the most leveraged things that we can do to boost the health of our physical body on a cellular level? And there were four things that we found in our experience that made the biggest shifts.
Now, this may not be a revelation to you.
We do talk a lot about this.
We're going to tell you sunlight, breathing, hydrating with water, and moving are among, they're not the only, but are among the things that move the needle the most when it comes from comes to you actually getting out of depression or down regulating and coming down from being too over aroused with anxiety.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast.
Welcome.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about from mental health to mental habit.
What we mean by that is your brain is going to make habits of things. Now, you can either let it run wild, and it'll make its own habits around things, generally around things that will make you depressed or give you anxiety or, put weight on or things like that. Or you can develop mental habits that actually have you move forward.
Right. Now, what is a habit? A habit is really something that you do without even thinking about it.
There's also a biological thing that's linked to a habit, and that is that when you do something over and over and over again, you get a little hit of hormone that happens, the feel-good hormone in your body called dopamine. So you get a little hit of that every time that you do a habit, which is why some people eat chocolate, while a lot of people look at their phones, while a lot of people do that. And we're going to explain later where your best hit of the feel-good hormone comes from, and we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. But for now,
so what we'd like to do is we're coming from a place of our own personal experience. Okay, now my personal experience around feeling like I'd had mental health issues has been around, well, being in the entertainment business in my 20s and sleeping 4 hours a night and trying to merge from the 20s into the 30s and start taking responsibility and then getting married and moving overseas and then having children and these sorts of things. And for me, I noticed anxiety came up a lot, and it was like functional anxiety. Like I could feel anxious, but I could still do what I needed to do, but it wasn't enjoyable. And then I felt like I had postnatal depression. Now, most people would not really know that I was depressed because it was functional. I could do what I needed to do and put a smile on my face, but inside I'd be at home and I would be suffering.
And this is often, we found that this is a pretty sensitive subject.
Yeah.
Really, when it comes to it, because, you know, people would say, oh, well, it's good for you. You don't feel as depressed as I do, or you don't suffer this over arousal and this, you know, hyper sort of thing. And what we've noticed with a lot of our clients is that most people, when they're experiencing, whether it's a bout of depression or they're consistently experiencing depression, or on the opposite side, they're experiencing over arousal or anxiety, is a lot of them think that there's something wrong with them.
It's
something wrong with their head, something wrong with their personality, or something that happened to them.
Or genetic, you know, it's something that I can't do anything about and because it's passed down.
We've found that one really big missing piece to this is the body, is what is actually physically going on in the body with your hormones. Because if there's anything that we've found in our research that's really surprised us, is that most emotional and behavioral, won't call them disorders, but things that people have, it's often reflected in your hormonal system or in your body. There's something not being created that needs to be created, or your body's just not getting the right cascade of hormones that are happening at the right time. And so therefore what happens is the body starts getting bogged down, you have no energy, and then people translate this to having a mental problem, when really what it's about is you don't have a mental health issue, you just don't have a good set of mental habits.
Quality habits.
Quality habits, yeah.
So the good news is it's most likely a physical body issue. And if you can get your body back on track, your mind will follow. So for me, it was a relief to be able to go, I don't have to figure out what it was and what happened when I was a child and what did I make that mean and how does it affect me now? And like, yeah, that works really well. And you can go through that process. And it's not really gonna, in my experience, it didn't get to the root cause until I started addressing the issues that were in the body.
It's like this. What Angie just described in doing the cognitive work, you will need to do that at some stage.
Yeah.
It's just that you are gonna find you're pushing shit uphill if your hormones are still out while you're trying to deal with that mental stuff. You'll be like, I'm doing all the right things, but I just still feel shit. And that's the thing. And what we're asking people here is we're asking you to consider, is your body right before you get your head right?
Yeah.
Because you'll need to do it in that order in order for you to get an effect. Now, can you do it the other way around? 100%.
Yeah.
It's just the difference between you trying to push a bulldozer and you're trying to push a little matchbox car. That's the difference. The hormone system will have that much effect on you and how much you can get done. So here's a little framework that we've seen that we've tested with our clients that really, really works. Now, the first area, because we're talking about hormones here, the first area that we look is in circadian rhythm. Now, if you haven't heard the term circadian rhythm before, it's a really interesting one to Google. But literally what it is your body, every cell in your body, including your brain, has these little clocks in the cell, and your brain has a master clock, and it's all run off the circadian rhythm. And this runs in alignment with the rising of the sun and setting of the sun. So as the sun rises, sends signals to your body through the sunlight to release all the hormones that you need for energy production, for, you know, turning on your metabolism, all these sorts of things. And then when the sun goes down, you've made all these other hormones that then go into regenerative processes. So, you know, cleaning out the cells, you know, getting rid of the old cells that your body doesn't need anymore and creating new ones. So this process happens on a 24-hour cycle in humans, and that's a circadian rhythm. So that's number one.
Which would make sense why after you have a baby, it gets shooken up, because your circadian rhythm has a tendency to go off track because you got this little thing crying in the middle of the night, whereas you didn't used to before. So it makes sense how postnatal depression has a tendency to pull some women quite right down, is because their circadian rhythm is out.
Now the next really amazing thing that you can do, this is going to sound simple, is getting out and grounding yourself, actually getting your feet in contact with the earth. And, you know, all we're talking here is walk outside your door and find the first patch of grass or earth that you can find and put your feet on it. Interestingly enough, I used to think this was woo-woo science until I started really looking at the science. And what we'll do is we'll attach a short documentary on grounding so you can have a look for yourself. But really what happens is there's an energy exchange that actually literally happens through the little sweat glands in your feet and your hands between your body and the earth. And it's in this cycling of these positive and negative discharges that actually inflammation starts to lower in the body. And in the research that Angie and I have done, inflammation is actually linked a lot to depression. Now, that probably won't surprise some people. You can probably Google that right now and you'll find lots of links between inflammation and depression. So lowering inflammation through grounding. Now, the next one is forming habits to win. And that's what we were talking about before. What we do is around circadian rhythm, around grounding, we also include things like water, we include things movement, and we start to create quality habits. Now, what this is going to do is you're going to start switching out having a rambling, excessive, chatty mind for a mind that's conditioned to doing these habits or routines, whether it's in the morning or the evening or wherever it is during your day, and you have these set routines that you do and you start to actually enjoy them instead of sitting around stuffing your face full of chocolate or getting on alcohol.
Guilty.
Or whatever it is that you do to try and get your feel-good hormone back again, because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that hit state to try and make yourself feel happy.
Yeah. And for me, it was a huge relief because it went from the complex systems of trying to figure out what's wrong with me to focus on the health of the cells inside my body. Mm. And that's like one thing. So then we set to research on what are some of the most leveraged things that we can do to boost the health of our physical body on a cellular level. And there were four things that we found in our experience that made the biggest shifts.
Now, this might not be a revelation to you.
We do talk a lot about this.
We're going to tell you sunlight, breathing, hydrating with water and moving are among, they're not the only, but are among the things that move the needle the most when it comes from comes to you actually getting out of depression or down-regulating and coming down from being too over-aroused with anxiety.
Yeah.
So just these are simple acts that you can do. And of course, if you can form a routine around it, then and start enjoying doing these routines. Like, let's face it, getting out in the morning and going for a walk, whether it's barefoot, we've suggested it's barefoot, it doesn't always have to be, but just going for a walk in the park or down the beach or just around your backyard or wherever it is, you're incorporating all these things, sun, breathing, grounding, you know, you can get them all in a relatively simple routine that you can do every day.
Yeah, precisely. And you'll start noticing the difference straight away. For me, it was when I started incorporating the breathing, where I could use it to manage my, central nervous system, with the lack of better words. Mm. And that made a huge difference. So when I was feeling over-aroused, I would use my breath to relax. And when I was feeling depressed, I would use my breath to bring me back up. And then couple that with the hydration. So the hydration is really important. We'll probably go into more detail in another podcast on hydration. But it's essential in being able to shift toxins and shift all the things that's stuck inside the body that sometimes causes the inflammation and can have you feel out of sorts.
So the main lessons that we learned out of all this, and this was us shifting out of our own depressive states and our over aroused anxious states ourselves, was that you cannot afford to disconnect yourself from nature because you'll lose your true nature. You will not know who you are. And the quality of your habits are directly equal to the quality of your life. And that's been a truism that we've experienced ourselves.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the results that we experienced was an increase in dopamine. So increase in the happy, feel good hormones that gets released. For me, it was also a balancing of the hormones, which had me feel a lot more relaxed and like I could handle myself. And what I noticed, it was like when I was changing my habits, I was starting to change my beliefs, and then I was starting to change my behaviors, and then all of a sudden my whole world just kind of shifted.
Yeah, so, you know, we go further into this research when we present this to our clients, and it would floor you to know how these hormones actually start to react and come into your behaviors. You know, like I know we mentioned dopamine, it's amazing. When you look into this, it has an effect on how you feel time or how you code time in your brain. So, you know, if you've got a lot of dopamine, you feel like you got a lot
time
of time.
Flies.
If you've got less dopamine, you don't feel like you've got a lot of time. So figure that one out. For all of you out there in business, that, you know, time is one of those things for you, check in on your dopamine levels. Find out whether you're getting the most quality hit of dopamine, which, by the way, comes from AM sunlight.
Morning sunlight.
It's where you make the highest amount and best quality dopamine is when you are in the presence of the morning sun. So we'll leave that with you to think about.
Oh, and now what? Really, you know, we talk a lot about this on the Breathing Edge podcast. So if you jump on there, we do Q&As and we would love to chat more with you. Also, in following from this, really what made the biggest difference for me was just creating a devotional practice in the morning devoted to myself. And it was devoted to my own quality habits. It was devoted to my own health and my own well-being, because when I am the best me, then I am the best for him and we connect even better. Same thing with our children. When I am the best me, I am now capable of teaching my children rather than snapping at them and coming at them from a place that's completely off kilter.
Now, I want to add one thing. I've spoken about depression and anxiety before, and we've gotten a little bit of pushback from some people who experience it. Let me just say this. What we've presented to you today here is a blueprint. It's a blueprint. It's not a prescription for someone to cure themselves from some mental issue that they think that they have. We're not saying that mental health issues aren't something that's beyond just getting your hormones right. It's not. That's for you to decide. What we do know from the results that we've got from our clients is that when you go outside in the sunlight, you get your feet on the ground, you do some breathing to control either over arousal or under arousal, and you just start to feel better. Beyond that, taking on, you know, whatever your issues are, and if you know, some people see their health professionals, some people might see a counselor or whoever it is, all I can tell you is doing these practices will make their job easier.
Good point. It's as
simple as that. You show up and you're going to be able to get the healing. And these, what we're giving you is a blueprint for things that you can do naturally that are easy, that are simple, and they're enjoyable.
And sometimes, from my own personal experience, sometimes you just want the fog lifted a little bit so that way you have enough breathing room to be able to do something else for yourself. So we just encourage you to have a little play. Try it out, see what works for you.
And really, for this one, it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.